Amen. What a blessing. Thank y'all for sharing song and testimony. It's always encouraging to hear others lift up their voices and give praise to the Lord and sing, use your talents, like play at the piano and songwriting. I was thinking, I didn't get to hear that Miss Pat wrote that song. Stephanie shared it with me when I walked in. I walked to the back and got some water, and I caught you already started in your singing. And what a great message in song. And I encourage you to take whatever God puts in your heart and write things down like that. And you never know how God will turn around and use that to be a blessing. Somebody's done it, and it's blessed you. I imagine you can do the same thing, and that God has put inside your heart to either play, to sing, to write, to share his great story with us. And she wrote, when did you write that, Miss Pat? That's almost old as I am, isn't that something? But think about that. I mean, in our day, you know how things change consistently. Gas prices change. Timber prices change. Bread prices change. I mean, a Coke back in the 50s, 10 cents for a 10 ounce or an 8 ounce bottle. Now you go buy a Coke, they 20 ounces and they cost you nearly $2. Things are always consistently and constantly changing. But two things have never changed. Number one, that is the cost for our salvation.
Amen.
That hasn't changed. It won't change. It will ever be the price of Jesus coming to this earth, laying His life down for us, spilling His blood so that we could be forgiven of our sins and that He could live within us. And we live with Him when He comes back for us. We've got to trust Him. That's what He requires of us. And the second price that has not changed is the wages of sin. The wages of sin is death. It's not going to change. It's what it is. Bread changes, gas changes, milk changes, timber changes. We change. But His price and the cost of sin will not change. I'm just thankful that He gave His life on our behalf. Amen? So that we can celebrate Him and share. And as Stephanie was reading that, I thought about that proverb. Proverb 19:22 says that the most desirable thing about a person, the most desirable quality about a person is their kindness. It's their kindness. So I encourage you, preaching to myself, all of us, that when we're out and about, that when we find ourselves in the present, paying attention who's around us, what's around us, and that we're always a vessel that God can use in a changing society to bring an unchanging message that will give people hope, that will give people comfort, that will bring a life-altering, life-transforming word to them in their current situation in life. And that's really what we are. We're ambassadors to live in such a way. Amen? And I believe God will use you. And I know He will. He wants to, He desires to, He delights to, and He's more than able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we could ever ask or imagine. So thank y'all for celebrating with us tonight and song. And you encouraged us. You blessed us. And I know it blessed you for being used by the Lord to touch our lives. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So let's go to the back. We've got a few things back there. We've got a bunch of sugar. And a lot of good eats to enjoy and sweet fellowship one with another. And as we've been talking about these things, as we're learning in the Scriptures, what is God asking of us? More and more. Amen? More and more. That we grow more and more in love with one another. I told y'all this morning, Stephanie was asking for more smooches today. And said, more and more. More and more. Father, we thank You for the time we've had tonight. We thank You for this day that You've made. We rejoice in it. We're cheerful over it, glad about it, and we're glad that You have placed us in this season, in this time, in the place that we live. We're not going to run from it. Matter of fact, we're going to run to You, and we're going to seek You and ask You to give us opportunities, and this time to redeem the time, to be wise. Let our words be seasoned with salt. That our words of grace will be able to help people and encourage people. And that we'll be a tool that stands out so that we can give you the credit in all our giving and all that we do. And we give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen.